This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those power company and utility workers that are staged waiting for Hurricane Dorian to see what it's going to do. We'll have all the information about that, so stay tuned right here. I've got information on top of information pertaining to that right now. And to all the people that are working the Third Watch, and I want to caution all the truckers out there. If you're on I-95 and you're making a delivery down here in Florida, you get that delivery made and you head right out of town, boys. Don't even stick around. Now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics who keep things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, no mail today. That's one good thing. And the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, we thank them to keep them, for what they do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, as he does many nights during the week, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling, and then, boy, we got homework. You ready?
Absolutely. Sure thing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. And you know, folks, this would be a really good time to pray for the people in the Bahamas and the Abaco Islands, because the devastation that's there is worse than anything they have ever seen, and it is still going on and will be for the next 8 to 9 hours. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And some of the footage that we're seeing coming out,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. It is so terrible to witness. And even so, they tried to build some of those homes there to try to withstand hurricane-force winds. But think of it this way. I've heard it described as having an EF4 tornado in your area literally for hours.
Yeah.
As this is very slow-moving, it's been a very slow-moving storm, and so the devastation is significant, yes.
And in most cases, it's not the wind that will get you. It's not the rain that will get you. It's the storm surge and the flooding, which, to my understanding, reached 23 feet across many sections of the Bahamas. That takes up the circumference of a two-story building. And the only pictures that we saw coming out of buildings were three and four stories up in the air with, you name it, floating by.
Exactly right. And so it is literally a 1-2 punch for the people there in the Abaco Islands. And of course, also as we watch the storm literally crawl along as it goes by Grand Bahama. And so you have a lot of people that are just in store for a very, very bad time right now.
Well, here's the problem with the storm. There are several things going on. The steering pattern should cause Dorian to slow down even more and perhaps stall. If it does that, then you're talking about catastrophic damage beyond anything that you've seen so far in the Grand Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands, because it will just continue to churn and churn and churn. But we're talking about possibly a turn late Monday or early Tuesday to the northwest. And I use the word possibly because not all the models are showing that this thing is going to go up the east coast. They're showing, yep, it'll come over, but it might go north later rather than sooner. And here's the problem. The closer this storm gets to the Florida and Georgia state lines, even if it's only out 10, 15, 20, 25 miles, or even 30 miles, the hurricane force winds are out about 50 miles. The storm is going to grow larger once it clears the Bahamas because it's in shallow water right now. That is about 81 or 82 degrees. And once it gets into the deeper water, which is at 87 degrees, and the Gulf Stream, which is even a little bit warmer than that, it will intensify. It will get bigger. And then your wind fields go out further. Now, the tropical force winds, Kyle, go out 150 miles. And if it's sitting, say, 25 miles off the coast of Florida, you've got 25 miles of hurricane force winds in Florida where it's sitting off from. Plus, you got another 125 miles, which would take it to pretty much the other side of Florida where I'm at with tropical force winds.
Well, exactly right. And as we look at these different models, it's important to note that this is changing almost every few hours or so.
Yep.
One of the models, of course, has it skirting the coast of Florida, and that's because there is a high pressure ridge that is now gone, which can allow this storm to make its turn to the north, that they would predict what might be happening sometime later today or tomorrow. But even so, as you mentioned, Captain, even if it's off the coast, you're still going to get sustained winds, perhaps hurricane force winds along the coast,
mm-hmm.
and then further inland.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's even farther away, mm-hmm. if it happens to be 60 or 70 miles
yep.
away, you're still going to have potential for power outage and storm surge.
Yeah. Well, this is why I'm telling everybody along I-95 that's listening to me and my affiliates from Florida, from down around West Palm Beach, all the way up into the southern part of South Georgia, Savannah, all the way up into Savannah, all the way up into the Carolinas, all my affiliates up through there, including Raleigh. You need to be on your A-game here because this storm is coming your direction over the next 3 to 4 days. And we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll give a little bit more information about the hurricane. We'll talk about it on and off during the course of the evening. That's what we'll be doing. So don't go anywhere. Plus, we got a lot more news. We had a horrible shooting in Texas. We'll get into that in a minute.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man Kyle Warren, who just happens to be holding on the line while I tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any kind of severe or nagging pain, I have a suggestion for you that just might help you. It worked for me some 3.5 years ago, and hopefully it will work for you. Now, I suffer with arthritis pain. I've also got back pain because of back surgery, and I've also got ankle pain because of an ankle replacement that I had, plus my other ankle tries to make up for the right ankle, and it causes swelling, and on and on and on. But arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or any kind of pain at all, try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. It's going to cost you $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it there. And I'm telling you, it worked for me. And the only reason I'm talking about it right now is because I am a customer of Relief Factor, and I take it religiously 2 times a day. And once in a while, when something gets aggravated because of my injuries, and God knows I got plenty of them in service to my country, both as a military person and a firefighter, I take the Relief Factor, the extra Relief Factor, and it works. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work or not. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, over the weekend we had a horrible, absolutely unbelievable mass shooting incident in central West Texas, Odessa to Midland. Started out with a 36-year-old individual who apparently had been a truck driver and got fired from his job and just went off the deep end.
Yes, Captain, a terrible, terrible story happening over the weekend. And what we know at this hour is that he was fired from what is being called a trucking job. We don't know what kind of trucking job that is, whether it was driving a big rig or some other kind of truck. We just don't know yet. But we do know that officers pulled this person over, and then the shooting began, the chase began, and seven people have been left dead. 22 people have...
No, I heard it was eight.
Yes, it could be. What I've seen is seven, but okay. It could be eight as well.
Well, you can check that in a little bit here, but I heard the death toll down up to eight, but go ahead.
Yes, and so also there was a United States Postal Service mail carrier, a young woman, 29 years
very
old.
Very attractive Latina.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she was gunned down by this person, and he commandeered the mail carrier's vehicle and continued on. Part of the tragedy of this as well is that this young lady had a twin sister who's mourning at this time, of course. The FBI agents also have been searching this person's home. There's tell of an area that's being described as a shack that they have been looking at and taking items out of with a warrant, of course. And then also there is a report that the shooter's neighbor says that he threatened her with a rifle last month and yelled at her because she left trash in a dumpster nearby. So obviously something was brewing here, and perhaps the firing, no justification, but perhaps that was a trigger of some sort for this person. We just don't know because police are still looking for a motive.
The worst part of it is, wasn't there a 17-month-old baby killed?
A 17-month-year-old baby has shrapnel and will undergo an operation on Monday.
Okay, so the child lived, but that's bad enough that they were shot.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, this is just horrible. This was, just indiscriminate shooting. What the police are describing as a, quote, AR-style rifle. So some are taking that to mean perhaps an AR-15. We're waiting for confirmation on that.
Well, yeah, and again, here we go. I've already heard some people come out and blame the gun. It's not the gun. It's the damn person with the gun. And we've got, and by the way, if this guy had confronted somebody, what did you say, a month ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did that person not report them to the police?
The woman did call the police after the incident, but evidently, according to the report, the police didn't respond because they didn't have it on their GPS and it was difficult to find. This according to a CNN report.
Wow. Unfreaking believable.
Yes, absolutely. And especially in this time frame, Captain, we're seeing there's so many signs that can be seen, and part of the mantra, of course, is if you see something, say something. So I'm sure that police will investigate further as to why, if at all, this wasn't followed up on.
By the way, I was just sent a story here from Beto O'Rourke. This is apparently a quote. I'm looking at the story. I haven't had a chance to confirm it because of the source it comes from is not always that dependable. But it says, and I quote, I want to be really clear, that's exactly what we are going to do, he said, meaning Beto O'Rourke. If you own an AK-47 or AR-15, you'll have to sell them to the government. That was what apparently Beto O'Rourke had to say.
Well, very interesting. Well,
and that was back, I believe, during the Texas the shootings in El Paso.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, obviously there's going to be an enhanced, you know, conversation about what's going to be going on with any kind of restrictions or background checks and so forth, but Beto taking a position like that seems to be something that's going to be very difficult for him to really deliver on, especially given the idea that the Second Amendment exists and there will be a lot of pushback to having law-abiding citizens have to do something with their weapons like that.
Now, we know that the Department of Homeland Secretary, Mr. McElnian, said that domestic terrorism is absolutely a threat and on the rise. I would call this, you'd have to call it domestic terrorism, wouldn't you?
Well, right, right. And again, the police are looking for motives behind what this latest shooter has done. But then there are others, like in the previous Texas shootings just recently. Yes, I think that they can definitely call that domestic terrorism. But what that would do is that would help open up, I think, a lot of avenues for law enforcement to perhaps surveil, gather information, and have interagency communication where they can try to put together a picture of what nefarious people are doing, whether they're coming from some other country or if they have, terrible racist motives and so forth and want to carry out attacks against other people in this country.
Well, we have, again, Florida has a red flag gun laws, and they have them in several other states, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The top three counties in Florida with the number of red flag gun law confiscations are Pinellas County, Polk County, and Broward County. How'd that work out down there in Broward County with the school shooter?
Yes, exactly. Marjorie Stoneman, yeah.
Who had made threats before.
That's right.
Who was on the sheriff's watch list.
That's right. And I recall at that time, part of the policy was, well, we don't want to really get people involved in having big records and so forth, and we try to keep giving them another chance.
And how many people did he kill at that school?
I remember it was many.
The problem is, again, we know the problem is the guns. I'm sorry, the people, not the guns. But in this particular case, again, we have a situation with a police report. Something was reported. Apparently nothing was done. I would have done something. I would have certainly watched the guy or whatever. And maybe he got fired because of whatever transpired before. Who knows? You know, with the encounter with that woman, maybe he did it at work.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, there.
I don't know, so I'm just speculating.
Just speculating. There could be a pattern in terms of his behavior. Perhaps he blew up at his boss or said something also that was completely wrong and inappropriate and scary, and they let him go. But all that, I think, will come out, hopefully, in the ongoing investigation.
Well, yeah, but my point here is if you threaten somebody with a gun and nobody does anything about it, then what's the purpose of having the gun laws to begin with?
Right, exactly. Because this is where the rubber meets the road, and if the system breaks down, because again, bad people will get weapons.
Oh yeah.
And so either we could have, gun restrictions and these kinds of things, but if the bad people get the weapons and then sort of announce what they're going to do, but then nothing happens, well then all bets are off at that point and the public's not safe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And by the way, Joe Biden is dying a slow death by 1,000 cuts.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
All of his gaffes and so forth, and just the how he's appearing out on the campaign is very concerning.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we will take another look at Hurricane Dorian, and we'll update the information we got here in front of us, because they're basically updating it as we speak again, so we'll let you know what we know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a Category 5 storm. Hurricane Dorian is now ripping up the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says the storm is unprecedented.
This is the worst storm that's ever hit the Bahamas already. You add to that, it's basically just going to sit here for a day and a half with 185 mile per hour winds. It's really mind-boggling. It's scary and excruciating to watch how slow this storm is moving.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joel Klein says even if it doesn't hit the Florida coast, the storm surge will be major.
On the southern portions of the central coast of Florida, 2 to 4 feet in storm surge, but in the part of Florida that has a little bump out, that's looking like about 4 to 7 feet of storm surge.
South Carolina's governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the coast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida to all of our great radio affiliates across the country. And this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance Company. Now, this is kind of funny because I actually saw two of their great big motorhomes out here on the highway, one going eastbound towards the East Coast from the Tampa area, and another one going southbound down I-75, which means the insurance adjusters are getting into the state very quickly to take care of the folks with any problems. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk show host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, your car, your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even the snowmobile you got. And they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. To find out more, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and you'll get the name and address of your local agent, or you can get a quote right there off the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, we need to talk more about the storm, Dorian, because over east of I-95, and especially on the barrier islands out there, Merritt Island, for one, I've got relatives over there, and they live in a manufactured home park. It's a fairly decent home. It's only about 20 or so years old. But Everybody yesterday was told to evacuate from those manufactured home parks. And if you lived in a house that was not built to Category 2 or 3 specs, they were advised to leave as well.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we're seeing these mandatory evacuation orders in Volusia County, also in Brevard County, specifically for low-lying areas.
And that's where Merritt Island is, as well as Port and Cape Canaveral, I might add.
Exactly right. Because one of the models shows that if it were to make landfall in Cape Canaveral, that area could be one of the prime places it might do that.
It doesn't have to make landfall. All it has to do with the storm this size that's going to grow and be bigger, once it clears the Bahama Islands in about 8 or 9 hours and gets out of the shallower water, which is a little bit cooler, and gets back out into the warmer waters, it will intensify. It's going to go through some changes. They're telling us it's probably going to have another eye wall. It's going to fluctuate up a little bit, down a little bit, but we're still going to have a Cat 5 hurricane sitting right there, drifting towards Florida. And I'm telling you, the magic number is 40 miles. If it's 40 miles to the east of Florida, you're still going to have 5 to 10 miles inside the Florida coastline that's going to have hurricane force winds, and that tide, that big wall of water coming that way with that big push, is going to go right up into the shallows all along the coastline. Now, will it be as high as it was in the Bahamas? No. But here's what we are looking at when it comes to the water levels, because I've got it right here in front of me. And we're looking at Lantana to the mouth of the St. Mary's River, 4 to 7 feet. North of Deerfield Beach to Lantana, Florida, 2 to 4 feet, which is high enough to create some problems. It certainly won't be like it was in the Bahamas, 18 to 23 feet, unless, of course, for some strange reason, this hurricane comes to Florida, then we could see something almost that high. Now, the rainfall in the Bahamas, Kyle, on top of the wind, 12 to 24 inches with isolated areas of 30 inches. Now, let me read this whole thing, and then you can comment. Coastal Carolinas, 5 to 10 inches, isolated 15 inches. The Atlantic coast from the Florida Peninsula through Georgia, 3 to 6 inches with isolated areas of 9 inches. Southeastern Virginia, 2 to 4 inches with isolated 6 inches. Central Bahamas, 2 to 4 inches with isolated 6 inches. And that's the rainfall. And I haven't even gotten into the winds yet, but I can break that down too, and I will in a minute.
Yes, exactly. And it's hard to conceive of that much water that quickly going into areas that we've already seen where the hurricane has been in the islands. But even coming ashore or dumping as much rain as we think it might do could just be really inundating along with those king tides and the storm surge. So this is just a real double whammy, unfortunately, for the people in the affected areas. And as you mentioned, Captain, there's going to be the evacuations going on, and then people can seek shelters and the different shelters there. But if you're getting an evacuation warning or evacuation order,
don't argue with them.
Don't argue. Just comply with it and get out of Dodge on that, because it's better safe than sorry.
And here's what we got going on here. Okay, right now, as of right now, the winds, highest winds sustained 175 miles an hour with higher gusts. 12 hours from right now, we'll have winds 165 miles an hour, which is still a Cat 5 with higher gusts. 24 hours from right now, we'll still have a Cat 5 storm, 155 mile an hour winds with higher gusts. 36 hours out, it'll be down to 145, and I say down to, because suddenly now you got a Cat 4, 48 hours out, 2 days from now, 140 miles an hour, still a Cat 4, 72 hours out, 120 miles an hour, Cat 3, which can still tear things up, 96 hours, which is 4 days out, 100 miles an hour, Cat 2, and then 120 hours out, it'll be 85 miles an hour, Cat 1. But we got to go out here, let's see, 5, 6 days. 5 days anyway before we even think about this storm going down to a Cat 1 strength. And all of this stuff that's consistent with what we talk about with a major hurricane is going to be present for at least the next 4 days while this thing wanders around out there.
Exactly. And again, to give some scale and scope to this storm, I think this is the second most powerful storm in the modern era.
Well, it is the most powerful one ever to hit the northern Bahamas. But listen to this, folks. Please pay attention. A small deviation to the left of the track that you currently see, a small deviation,
10 miles here, 20 miles there, could bring the intense core of the hurricane and its dangerous winds much closer to the Florida coastline. And God forbid, if it gets on the Florida coast with these kind of winds, it'll destroy things in its path.
Exactly.
Not damage, destroy.
Right, exactly. And I don't think you can overemphasize that, because we're watching those things change. It can change literally by the hour.
Of Hurricane Andrew, my friend. Hurricane Andrew, take a look at that. See what it did.
Right. And so right now they're looking at these models. But if you're along the coastline of eastern Florida, you're completely within the cone of uncertainty.
That's right.
For that. And so you can't rely on the idea that, well, it'll just skirt the coast. You have to be prepared.
And anybody that is east of I-95 listening to this broadcast from West Palm Beach all the way up to Savannah, Georgia, right now, I'm going to tell you, you've got about 24 to 48 hours tops, with the longer time being up by Savannah, Georgia, to back away and get at least 100 miles west of I-95. Now, in Florida, that's going to be a little difficult, because you got to come all the way to the coastline over here, and that's not quite, well, it's right at that 100-mile limit. But if you're up there in Georgia, hell, just go west. Just go towards Atlanta, something, anything. And by the way, the cone of uncertainty is exactly that, the cone of uncertainty. And if you take a look at where it's at right now, it comes almost over, well, it's, here we go again. I'm looking at the latest one. It's still somewhere between Orlando and Tampa. That's the cone of uncertainty over to my left. Now, that's where they got the tropical force watches and warnings, but the closer you get to Orlando and go towards I-95, then all bets are off.
That's right. And we all hope and pray it'll be the best-case scenario.
Yep.
But
I hope it goes right up the coast right now, out about wherever it's at. Because let me see here. Let me just get the location that we had here. It was 55 miles east of Freeport, Grand Bahama Island at 11 p.m., and it was 220. Now it's closer than that. Let's see. What is it here? 158 miles or something like that. No, it's not 150. It's about 200 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida, right now.
Exactly right. And other states mm-hmm. are beginning to prepare for this. We understand South Carolina is...
And I say about because I've only got an estimate here in front of me.
Right. Right, and other states are preparing for this. We understand South Carolina is
ordering some
mandatory evacuations for the entire coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to. But again, folks, we're not making the story up. And by the way, the toll roads are free right now coming out of South Florida north. The Florida Turnpike is free going north. Hop on that and take off. There are 192 coming west, 60 coming west, 84 coming west, 70 coming west, 72 coming west. You're probably going to have a lot of traffic there. I did get a comment made by one of my gas haulers, one of my suicide jockeys. He said he's running his butt off trying to keep the gas going, which I believe. And by the way, over the weekend, the grocery warehouses and food warehouses were open weird hours so that they can get all the trucks in that were coming in and make their deliveries and get out of Dodge.
Right, exactly right.
All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so you keep your eyes on the tropics, as we will too.
Thank you, Captain. Will do.
All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and we're going to take a look at the highways and byways, and oh, yeah, we're going to talk about I-95. You betcha.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, Leland.
Roland Martin, and he's a working class out there working his way away, but I guarantee he's not down here in the southern part of the United States right now. But here we go. This Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Stop by and see why they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, we'll cut right to the chase. Florida's the big story, so is Georgia. I-95, the big bullseye. If you're on I-95 tonight and you're coming down to make a delivery in Miami or West Palm or Fort Lauderdale or anywhere south of Jacksonville, beat feet down there, get your delivery made, and get the heck out of Dodge. And by get out of Dodge, I mean just that. I-95, okay, for the next 48 hours until everybody knows for sure where this storm is going, is not going to be the place to be. Now, I'm looking at Florida 511, the traffic right now. I'm watching the traffic on the cameras coming out of Miami and coming out of Fort Lauderdale and the Florida Turnpike and some other places. And there are some problems on the road, as you might well have expected. So if I was coming out of Miami tonight, right now, based on what I'm looking at, I would get over on the Alligator Alley, I-75, take it west and follow it north that way, and get away from the flow of traffic that's going straight north. Now, all of the toll roads down there in South Florida, as well as the Florida Turnpike, are currently northbound running free. And I do mean free. So people are taking advantage of that and moving around. Now, keep in mind that you've got some accidents out there, which you might well expect, especially on I-95. Between West Palm Beach and St. Augustine, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 accidents right now, some involving lane blockage, and you can only begin to imagine what that would be like on a night like this when everybody's trying to go somewhere and get out of town. So that's rule number one. Don't get on I-95 unless you really got to do it, and then beat feet and get out of there. Best suggestion is to come west out of there, especially out of South Florida on I-75 Alligator Alley. Now, the watches, the warnings, I don't need to tell you about that. I'll do that again in the next hour. Going across I-10 out of past I-75, once you clear all of the different watches and warnings that are posted for the hurricane, Dorian, you'll look good till you get all the way across to, let me see here, weather-wise, you'll look good all the way to Arizona. And then when you get to Arizona, you'll have some unsettled weather conditions and some really hot temperatures again from Phoenix west, so keep that in mind. Now, the area around Dallas right now, I-35, I-30, and I-20 has got some fog around there. It's dense fog advisory, so be advised of that. Right now in central Missouri, you've also got a dense fog advisory, and you've got some rain in the central part of all that. Right around Columbia, or a little bit south of Columbia. Got a little bit of rain tonight in the central part of Illinois, too. Just a little bit north and east of Springfield. And might have some rain in western Pennsylvania along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And looks like you might have some rain off the lake up there in Ohio. Now, moving out into Wyoming and eastern Idaho, you've got some red flag warnings for dry conditions and fire conditions there. So be careful out there. It's very dry. Unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern part of Montana tonight for the possibility of some thunderstorms brewing there. Also, the central eastern part of Nevada, some unsettled weather conditions there. And in one little itty bitty part of Utah tonight around Salt Lake in the mountainous areas, you've got some very dry conditions there. Now, moving out to California, it looks like we have another front coming in from just north of San Francisco and then down towards L.A., north of Camp Pendleton, if you will. And that looks like it might be bringing some weather in with it right now, but it's too early to tell. And again, if you're not paying attention and you've been asleep all this time, Hurricane Dorian will continue to slow as it moves westward across the northwestern Bahamas tonight, before a predicted gradual turn to the northwest, then north, comes about Wednesday. However, the little possibility is a small deviation to the left of the track could bring the intense core of the hurricane and its dangerous winds closer to or onto the Florida coast. Remember, the hurricane force winds are out 50 miles. So if that storm sits out there 25 miles off the coast of Florida, 25 miles inland, you're going to have hurricane force winds, and you will see some of the storm surge and all that. 150 miles away from the center, you've got tropical force winds. So do the math. You know where it'll be. I don't need to tell you here in Florida. So all of that means this storm is not a guarantee that it's going where they say it's going. We just can hope. And again, a little prayer wouldn't hurt either. Now, given the uncertainty of the track forecast and the anticipated increase in size of the hurricane, it is going to get bigger in circumference. And a hurricane warning, a storm surge warning, has been issued for a large portion of the Florida East Coast, and I'm talking about from West Palm all the way on up to Jacksonville and into Brunswick, Georgia right now, and that eventually, I'm sure, will go up to Savannah, Georgia, because of the close proximity of I-95 to the water, the Atlantic Ocean. So, pay attention. And again, you truckers that are coming down here to Florida, delivering along the I-95 corridor, get in, get the delivery made. First of all, call ahead and make sure they're going to take your delivery. Now, if you got food, I'm pretty sure they're going to take your canned goods or whatever it is you're bringing in the way of food. But some of this other stuff, they may say, nope, closed for the day. And if you don't get an answer, then you'll have your answer. So stay north and west of the storm. Stay north and west of the storm. Stay right off the I-95 corridor, if you can do it. And if that means taking a long way around through Atlanta and down I-75, that'd be the best advice I could give you right now, based on what I'm looking at. Because, again, if you haven't seen the projected path of this storm, it encompasses just the core, takes it across about halfway through Florida, between Orlando and Tampa, Polk County, certainly, Sebring over in there, DeSoto County, Highlands County, certainly, which is to the east of where we're at. But if that core deviates at all, if that track deviates and moves west at all, then you're talking about coming over even further. But Jacksonville, no guarantees there. Brunswick, Savannah, Myrtle Beach, right on up to Paris Island and all the way up the East Coast. They've even got Raleigh in the cone right now, Raleigh, North Carolina, probably because of I-95 being not very far away. And Norfolk, Virginia is in it. So isn't Washington, D.C. off the edge there. But we'll see. We'll see. Too many uncertainties here to mess around with this. So I-95 is the one you want to pay attention to and then go from there. Now, we will be telling you all that we possibly can give you in the way of information so that you'll have it here certainly the rest of tonight and certainly the rest of tomorrow night, when a lot of uncertainties will be present as to where this thing is going to be going, because we really won't know until tomorrow, probably tomorrow night. All right, I'll be back with more Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming on the program. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling, rolling on the river.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.